Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa pagdiriwang ng International Women's Day, binigyang diin ng isang forum sa Sydney ang mga mahalagang usapin sa kababaihan katulad ng pagtanda at ang kanilang kalusugan, lalo na para sa mga migranteng Pilipino. Pinangunahan ng Adhika Inc. ang pagtitipon. Katuwang ang Philippine Community Council of New South Wales, Visayan Association Australia at PAGASA. Ang forum ay dinaluhan ng mga eksperto, community leaders at mga health professionals. Naging mahalagang talakayan ang mga isyong kadalasang hindi na pag-uusapan. Ang social isolation, kalusugan at ang papel ng mga kababaihan sa komunidad.
If we have gained experience, let us mentor. If we have gained knowledge, let us teach. If we have gained influence, let us advocate. If we have gained resources, let us invest in others. If we have gained strength from our struggles, let us use it to lift someone who is still fighting theirs. Give to gain also challenges us to rethink success. Success is not only measured by how far we rise, but by how many people we bring along with us. A truly empowered woman does not share alone or does not shine alone, but she lights the path for others.
Yan ang tinig ni Josie Musa, ang presidente ng Adhika. Sa kanya namang talumpati, ipinaalala ng outgoing Philippine Consulate General mula Sydney na si Charmaine Rowena Avicivil ang mahalagang papel ng kababaihan sa kasaysayan ng Pilipinas. Ayon sa kanya, ang konsepto ng babaylan ay paalala ng mga kababaihan ay matagal nang may kapangyarihan at impluensya sa lipunan.
Recently, a female MP once asked me, why is it that there are many women present in positions of power, politics, government, the academia? And I told her that from historical times, women's leadership has always been a fundamental part of Filipino identity. And that during these times, there were the babaylans who were highly respected women spiritual leaders, healers, and advisors of the chieftains or the datus, and whose authority was grounded in wisdom, in empathy, and moral guidance, rather than in brute force or patriarchy. And this should inspire us women in modern times to reclaim pre-colonial values of gender balance and restore Filipino women's power.
Hinimok din niya mga kababaihan ay pagpatuloy ang kolektibong pagkilos at inklusibong liderato upang maisulong ang gender equality. Isa sa mga pangunahing paksa sa forum ay ang loneliness at social isolation sa mga nakatatandang Pilipinas sa Australia. Ayon kay Dr. Della Maneze, isang lecturer at mananaliksik mula sa University of Wollongong, ang nagbahagi ng kanyang pag-aaral tungkol dito.
Talk about something that is often invisible, rarely discussed, but deeply felt. Social isolation and loneliness among older Filipino women, and how this may increase the risk of dementia. That is my research. First, let us clarify something important. Social isolation means having very few social contacts or limited interaction with others. Whereas loneliness is that subjective feeling of being alone, even when surrounded by people. You can be in a house full of friends, of people, of family, and yet still feel lonely. The World Health Organization has declared this as a public health issue. Social isolation increases mortality rate by 29%, and loneliness increases the risk of death by 26%.
Paliwanag niya, bagaman may dalang oportunidad ang migrasyon, may kasama din itong pagkawala ng nakasanayang komunidad, wika at koneksyon.
We leave behind lifelong friends, extended family, familiar language, and our Filipino culture. practices and beliefs, church communities, and a strong sense of belonging. In the Philippines, older women are often central figures in the family and in the community. They're respected, consulted, surrounded by neighbors and relatives. But here in Australia, things can change.
Dagdag pa niya, ang kalungkutan ay hindi kahinaan kundi bunga ng mas malalim na structural na hamon gaya ng language barriers at limitadong social networks.
When we are socially engaged, talking, laughing, arguing, storytelling, kahit maritesing, we are exercising our brains. Conversation is brain stimulation. Social interaction builds cognitive reserve, which protects against dementia.
Binigyang diin din sa forum ang kahalagahan ng pakikilahok ng Filipino community sa health research. Tinalakay rin ang breast cancer awareness at screening, isa sa pinakamahalagang isyu sa kalusugan ng kababaihan.
So, why breast screen matters? First of all, breast cancer is the most common cancer found in women in Australia, and it's the second cause of death in women in Australia. So if you sit seven women in a room, out of that seven, one woman will be diagnosed with breast cancer by age 85. So it's a very alarming and concerning statistics. And the main purpose of breast screening is to detect early breast cancer. What it does is preventing late stage diagnosis.
Ayon pa sa mga health professionals, tulad ni na Celine Prasad ng Public Health and Epidemiology mula University of Sydney at Breast Screen Sydney West, isa sa pitong kababaihan sa Australia ay maaring magkaroon ng breast cancer pagsapit ng edad na 85. Ipinaalala rin na karamihan sa mga kaso ay walang family history, kaya mahalaga ang regular na screening.
90% of women being diagnosed with breast cancer do not have family history. So, pag iniisip niyo like, oh, wala naman akong family history, I don't need to have my mammogram. Wala naman akong nararamdaman, I don't need to have my mammogram. So yun yung mga certain thoughts and things that we think as women that deter them from having breast mammogram. So
binahagi ng Breast Screen New South Wales na nag-aalok sila ng libreng mammogram sa higit 250 na lokasyon sa New South Wales. Ayon pa sa co-presenter na si Katrina Santos Monses, mas pinadali na ang prosesong ito para sa mga kababaihan.
I tell you, it's very quick, okay? Compared to the older machines that we have maybe 10 years ago, it will be more uncomfortable than what we have now because of the evolution of the machine, how it's become digital now, and how the machine has developed so good for the women. So the machine.
Nagbigay din ng kwento ng inspirasyon ang breast cancer survivor na si Edna Watcher, kung saan ibinahagi niya ang naging tatag at lakas ng mga kababaihan para malampasan ang mga ganitong klaseng karamdaman. Bukod dito, ipinakilala rin ang mga bilingual community education programs na tumutulong sa mga kababaihang mula sa iba't ibang cultural backgrounds upang mas maintindihan ang kanilang kalusugan.
All we know, women are the busiest people. They're busy, usually too busy taking care of others. And they forgot sometimes to take care of themselves. So it is important as women to take care of our physical health at different stages of our life by doing the regular checkups.
Naging bahagi din ng forum ang pagbibigay ng parangal at recognition sa 10 volunteers ng komunidad na tumutulong sa iba't ibang organisasyon sa loob ng mahigit 10 taon. Kabilang sa mga ginawaran ng pagkilala sina Leilani Angeles Henson, Grace Condon, Vivian Brewington, Corazon Ico Perez, Arcelita Aliduce, Cora Montilla, Marily Bomediano at Christian Salandanan. Bahagi din ng programa ang ilang kababaihang aktibo sa komunidad katulad ni Fel Limjap bilang moderator at Sheila Kabakungan na MC ng programa. Sa pagtatapos ng programa, nagbahagi naman ng isang tula bilang tribute sa mga IWD honorees si Rado Gatchalian. Mga awitin at sayaw mula sa local talents ng komunidad. at pagbibigay pugay sa lahat ng mga kababaihang dumalo sa forum. Ayon sa organisasyon, sa pamamagitan ng mga ganitong pagtitipon, patuloy na pinapalakas ang boses ng mga kababaihang Pilipino sa Australia, hindi lamang bilang mga individual, kundi bilang bahagi ng isang mas malawak at nagkakaisang komunidad. Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.